News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, nearly 2 in 3 employees feel underpaid. That is according to an Irish Jobs Salaries and Benefits survey. But is it true? Are they actually underpaid? For more on this, I'm joined in studio now by Kevin Callanan, President of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions. Good morning to you, Kevin. Are Irish workers underpaid?
Well, they are. And workers generally, I think, are underpaid. Ciara, just to correct you, I'm a past president. Finished my term last July. But after the last couple of years of high inflation, most workers are significantly behind in terms of the cost of living and living standards. We've seen living standards falling because of the difference between wages and prices over that period. So we need to see over this year and next year, we need to see that trend reversed.
OK, but if we do, do we not run the risk of a spiral of inflation because workers' pay goes up and then what happens is employers put the cost of their products up to pay the workers and then the cost of living goes up, so then workers want more pay and we go round and round. And we've seen that happen in other eras. And it doesn't end well for anybody, including the workers.
Absolutely. But all the evidence this time around is that that's not what's happening. The central bank have made it clear that, you know, wage growth this year will or should exceed inflation. And we should, over the course of this year and next year, see a clawback of some of the losses that have been experienced. But that's only going to happen if we have organised workplaces where we have trade unions in a position to collectively bargain with employers. And the survey that has been published today, you know, recognises the fact that for 2 out of 3 workers, they feel that they don't have an ability to have a say in relation to their pay. One of the things that's going to happen this year is the transposition of the European Directive on Adequate Minimum Wages. And the key part of that says that we need to drive up collective bargaining coverage in the country to 80%. It's currently around 33%.
Well, it's very high in the public sector, but in the private sector, it's a whole different story,
correct,
isn't it? And that is very possibly why the public sector, certainly the perception, but I think it's probably also the reality, have better protections than the public sector, which is a bit of a bone of contention. Is it reasonable that the public sector is paid more than the private sector with more security and better pensions when a lot of the taxes of the private sector are going to fund those workers?
I think what we need to see is that all workers get an opportunity to bargain in relation to their pay and conditions. And what we would want to see as the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, we would want to see an approach this year to ensure that trade unions are facilitated to organise in the private sector. Because you're right, there is less trade union density in the private sector than the public sector. But all workers are entitled to fair pay and conditions.
The interesting thing about this survey is 2/3 of people feel like they're underpaid. But one thing we do know, Kevin, at the moment, at least, because we're at more or less full employment and it is actually quite hard to get workers and recruitment is an issue, it's an employee's market. So if they're underpaid, if they're actually underpaid, why don't they simply move?
Well, I think there are interesting aspects to this in terms of the conditions, including flexible and remote working. But our experience is that those issues are important. They're important from the point of view of the labour market. But most workers now are prioritising pay simply because they've suffered a real decline in living standards because pay hasn't kept up with prices. That doesn't mean that these other issues aren't important. And what we need to see, I think, in terms of how we approach things across the economy is we need to see, you know, pay and conditions being part of freely negotiated terms
I accept that what you're saying, that organised workers being organised in unions gives a power to workers. I accept all of that. But I suppose that doesn't quite answer the question is if there's another job out there with your name on it, if you're a worker and you're not being well paid where you are, you have the ability to move. Like mobility, we're not in the kind of the era of a job for life anymore. Workers are very mobile. So if so many people are actually underpaid, you would imagine they'd simply hop jobs over to somewhere else that was better paid.
But there is a churn in the labour market, but that's not good for anyone. I think what we need are good quality jobs in companies that can function and have good viability. That's what we want to see. The reason why we have a current Better in a Trade Union campaign is that we're trying to get out there, particularly to younger workers, how if they come together collectively, how they come together and organise, that we can secure better paying conditions. It's an international fact that where workers are organised,
I know, and I accept that. I'm just saying they can also vote with their feet. I suppose, lastly, what about what employers would say, which is that if you keep driving up wages, people eventually are going to start losing jobs because there's only a certain, you know, I don't know if it's a floor or a ceiling at which they can pay without them having to actually cut staff numbers. What about that? So you can shoot yourself in the foot with all of this.
Well, that's not what's happening. I mean, we have more people in work than ever before. The problem in this country is how do we get the labour we require. We're heavily reliant on migrant labour, although there has been some increase in labour market participation by women. We need that to go higher. So the real issue here is how we're going to manage this. And what we can't have, and this is the crucial point, is we need independent free trade unions. We don't need company councils to determine pay. That's like something from the totalitarian state era. What we need are people who have the ability to join unions to bargain free and collectively on their paying conditions.
Right.
And I think if we get to that point, we will, you know, ensure that we come through this crisis extremely well.
Kevin, thank you for joining us this morning. That is Kevin Callanan, former president of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions. Let us know what you think. Are you among that two-thirds that feel underpaid? Is it a union you need? Do you vote with your feet? Let us know. We'd love to hear from you this morning on the show.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.